judgment day is coming on the fool. It will be on my clap for me, oh my loving brother, when the world's on fire. Don't you want to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages. Clap for me at the sounding of the trumpet, at the dawning of the day. Worldly pleasure shall forever pass away. Oh, my loving brother, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? In the rock of ages, rock of ages, clap for me. Sinners will be crying for the home they never see. Father answer will be singing.
My loving brother, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages. Clap for me.
I have decided to follow Jesus. 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 No turning back, no turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me.
Windows of heaven are open, the blessings are falling tonight. just made everything right. I gave him my old dirt garment. He gave me a robe of pure white. I am feasting on manna from heaven, and that's why I'm happy tonight. The windows of heaven are open. The blessings are falling tonight. There is joy, joy, joy in my heart. Since Jesus made everything right, I gave my altar the garment. He gave me a robe of pure white. I am feasting on manna from heaven, and that's why I'm happy once more. Amen, amen. The headlocks of heaven are open. The blessings are falling tonight. There is joy, joy, since Jesus made it.
Good song says, come and dine. Amen. Because he invites his people, come and dine. If I invite you, I can let you down, but he will never let you down. Amen. After this song, we would like to ask Brother Eli if he can come just to open the word of prayer. Amen.
Jesus has a table spread, he invites. Master call it, come and die.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this evening once again. You brought us back into your house, O Lord. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your kindness and your faithfulness towards us, O Lord. It's not because we are good. It's not because we are worthy, O Lord, but you have extended your mercies towards us. You have covered us under your wings, O Lord, so that no wind could reach us, O Lord, because your protecting wings, O Lord, have been upon us, O Lord. Heavenly Father, we have come back again into your house to fellowship with you and to fellowship with one another, O Lord. Before even we open our mouths, you know our thoughts, O Lord. You know our desires, O Lord. Some of the things even we are not even aware, O Lord, you know, and you know how to provide, O Lord. That's why we have come, because we know we have a living God, O Lord. We know, Heavenly Father, that we leave this place fulfilled, O Lord. We'll go away from this place baptized with the Holy Ghost for those who seek the Holy Ghost, healed from our sicknesses and our desires being met, O Lord. I commit each and every one of us into your hand. Take, O Lord, yourself, our needs, O Lord, and you know how to put it, because our lips can't speak properly your language, O Lord. But let the Holy Spirit intercede for us, O Lord, and we commit our deepest desire, which is the salvation of our souls, into your hand. Take each and every one of us. Burn every trace of iniquity in us, O Lord, and let us fulfill your perfect will, O Lord. Bless your servant, our brother Junior, will be talking to us from you this evening, O Lord. We know that he's been committed, O Lord. He has been seeking your face, O Lord, and we are more than confident that you will speak to us. Put him aside, O Lord. Any weakness in his body, O Lord, you heal him, Heavenly Father, and give him the strength to deliver faithfully what you have put in his heart, O Lord. Bless your servant, our brother Andrew, who is going to Carlo this evening, O Lord. Be with them, O Lord. Let them have a good fellowship, and let souls be saved, O Lord. Let questions be answered, O Lord, and let salvation be proclaimed through human lips, O Lord. We commit this service into your hand from beginning to the end. Those who couldn't make it, O Lord, be with them, bless them, bless us as we commit ourselves into your hands in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
There is good song. There's a land that is fairer than day. Amen. Let's sing about our future home. Amen. Where we are going to dwell, brother and sister. And Jesus paid it all. Amen. There's a land. Thank you.
showers of blessing we need. Amen. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we play. Once more, showers of blessing. Blessing, showers of blessing I need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead.
Amen. Even this evening for showers of blessing we plead. Amen. Sometimes we like to talk. We talk and talk, but there is one good song. Speak, my Lord. Let's help me today to calm down. Then he can speak to me. Amen. Amen. When he speaks, let's obey then. Amen. Amen. There is good song. Speak, my Lord. If brother can find, speak, my Lord. It's G.
He, the Lord of harvest, sweetly calling. Who will come and work for me today? Who will bring to me the lost and dying? Who will point them to the narrow way? Speak, my Lord.
Yes, Lord, you speak.
Speak, my Lord. Speak, and I'll be quick to answer thee. Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. Speak, and I'll be quick. Send me. The prophet, make him as pure can be. When the voice of God said, "Pull, go for us," then he answered, "Here am I, send me." Speak, my Lord, speak, my,
yes, Lord, you speak this evening, amen.
Speak, and I'll be quick to answer thee. Speak, my Lord, speak. Now in sin and shame are dying. Listen to their sad and bitter cry. Hasten, brother, hasten to their rescue. Clear answer, Master, here am I. Speak, my Lord, speak, my Lord. Speak, and I'll be quick to answer thee. Speak, my Lord, speak, my Lord, speak, and I'll be. your reaping will be over. Soon we'll gather for the harvest home. May the Lord of harvest smile upon us. May we hear his blessed child, well done. Speak, my Lord, speak, my Lord. Speak and I'll be quick to answer thee. Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. Speak and I'll be quick. Sing once more, speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord, this evening, amen. My Lord, speak, my Lord. Speak. Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. Speak, and I will answer, Lord, send me.
Amen. God bless you all. Amen. Return to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ this evening. Lord, bless the musicians for the song worship. This evening, amen. Amen. How many are glad to be in the house of the Lord tonight? Amen. Amen. How many believe that the Lord has a purpose for you tonight? Amen. 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 And he's called us to fulfill his purpose. Amen. Amen. He has a commission for each and every one of us here tonight. Amen. He has a commission not so much, you know, of being here, but since the day the world began, there was a purpose for you that you have to accomplish in this world. Amen. And I believe that tonight he's going to minister to us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. As we stand, shall we open our Bibles? Shall we turn to the book of Ezekiel tonight? Amen. Now let's read from verse 1, Ezekiel 37, sorry. Let's read from verse 1 to verse 6. The word of the Lord said, "And the hand of the Lord was upon me, and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinew upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live. And ye shall know that I am the Lord." Amen. Shall we bow our heads tonight? Our dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your word, O God. Father, Lord, we desire tonight, O God, not to hear from anyone, Lord God, not to hear from me, Lord God, but, Lord, we desire to hear from you, O God, Lord. Father, we desire that you speak to every heart, O God, in here, that you speak to every soul, Lord God, in here, O Father, Lord. Lord, we pray that you minister, Lord, to our souls tonight, O God. that, Father, we may live out of you, Lord, a different people, O God. Father, Lord, we desire not to see anyone, but Lord, we desire to see you, Jesus, O God. Father, we pray that you make yourself manifest tonight in our midst, O God. We pray that you glorify yourself in our midst tonight, O God. Father, I surrender unto you this hour, O God, Lord. You take control now, O Father, Lord God. And Lord, you lead now, O Heavenly Father, Lord God. And Father, glorify your name. Father, we commit all things into your hands, O God. We thank you for song worship, O God. Now as the word has come, O Lord. Father, as the song will sound, O God, you speak, O Lord God. Speak tonight, O Father, Lord God. For we ask all this in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. So tonight, the Holy Spirit has given us a topic. Amen. And we're picking our topic from verse 3 of the scriptures that we read tonight. Amen. And our topic tonight is in the form of a question. Amen. And the question is, which is our topic is, can these bones live? Can these bones live? Amen. I believe by the time we walk out of this house that we will know if these bones will live. But I believe that these bones can live. Amen. We will know if it is a yes. We will see if these bones are going to live. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So here we have a scene. Amen. We have a scene and we can see Ezekiel has been lifted up in the spirit of the Lord. Amen. And Ezekiel is seeing something. He's seeing some bones lying in a valley. And Ezekiel is watching these bones and a question has been asked him if these bones can live. Now, just to have an idea and a background of what these bones are representing Israel. But now, before we get into where Ezekiel is and his condition, we want to go back for a moment and look at how Israel started this journey. We want to look at how these people actually started to walk with God. Now, we all know how Israel came down from the seed of Abraham. And we know how from Abraham came Isaac. And we know how from Isaac came Jacob. Amen. And we know how Jacob, he was able to take the birthright from his brother Esau. And we know how Jacob, he traveled, and we know how Jacob got married to Leah and got married to Rachel. And we know how Jacob had 12 sons. Amen. And we know how Jacob, at a certain point, he thought of going back, amen, to his land. And we know what happened to Jacob, that he had what? He had a moment that he met with the Lord. Amen. Jacob met with the Lord. Amen. And at a meeting, Jacob's name was changed. Jacob's name was changed from Jacob to Israel. And we know how from these 12 sons of Jacob, in other words, Israel, we know how we had one of them who was called Joseph. And we know how Joseph was chosen of the Lord and how his brothers kind of hated him. And how they sold Joseph. And how when Joseph was sold, he ended up in Egypt. And he found favor with God. And when Joseph found favor with God, we know how what he went through. He went through so many hardships. But it came a point that the Joseph was now lifted up. And Joseph was, we can say, he was the ruler now. He was the next to what? He was the next to Pharaoh. Now, this was how the Lord was bringing up these people. And we know how his brothers came back when there was a famine. And when the famine came, they came down for food. And we know how down the line, Joseph revealed himself to his brothers. And when Joseph revealed himself to his brothers, we know how eventually they moved into Egypt and they were given a place called Goshen. And we know in Goshen how it was prosperous there and how things were moving fine and things were going okay. But then there came a time that there arose another Pharaoh. And now this Pharaoh did not know about Joseph. And now all this happened as well for the scriptures to be fulfilled. Because it was said that they were going to dwell in a strange land. And after some time, about 400 years, the Lord was going to send them a deliverer. So we could see scriptures fulfilling themselves. But at the same time, these people were going into what? Bondage. Amen. There was a Pharaoh. Now this Pharaoh has taken advantage of these people and he's using them. So the people start to cry out to God. Now this is just the foundation we're laying. It's very important that we get this. So what happens here now? The people start to cry out to God. They look at the scriptures and they can see that the time is up. Amen. There must be a deliverer sent to us. So they start to cry out to God. And God hears your cry. Amen. And when God hears your cry, he sends them a deliverer. Amen. And we know how this deliverer was Moses. And we know how Moses took them out of Egypt and started a journey with them. And we know how when they started your journey to face an obstacle, which was the Red Sea. And we know how the prophet typed this of they going through the Red Sea as a type of them being baptized. So they go through the Red Sea and we say they get baptized. And we know how after crossing the Red Sea, Miriam took a tambourine. And we know how they started to rejoice. And how they started to praise the Lord for the victory that was given to them. We know how they could look back. We know how they could see their enemy drown in the Red Sea. And as they saw that, they started to rejoice. They were glad. And they kept on their journey. And they kept going. Amen. And we know how they came to a point and they realized they were not eating. Amen. But then they cried out for food. And notwithstanding their murmurings, the Lord had mercy on them. Amen. And he rained manna from heaven. Now we can see that the Lord was blessing them. Amen. We know how they came to a point where they were thirsty. And they were right in the desert. And there was no water in the desert. And we know how they cried out again. Amen. And we know how the Lord gave them water from the rock. Amen. There was a mighty nation. Amen. They were doing a great step. They were taking it one at a time, but the Lord was with them. And we know how the Lord again, he led Moses in the spirit and he came down and they built up a tabernacle. And we know the three stages of the tabernacle, the outer court. We know the holy place and we know the holiest of holies. Amen. 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 And we know how as they continue on this journey, the leader changed. And they turned into Joshua. And we know how Joshua took them through Jordan and they entered the promised land. Amen. Amen. Now they entered the promised land and they started to have some more victories. Amen. We know how the Jericho walls were crammed down. Amen. We know how they were winning victories after victory. Amen. But as time went by, as time went on, they came to a point where they started to get distracted. They started to look at things they were not supposed to be looking at. They came to a point that it seemed that they were almost tired of this God that they could not see. And they looked around them. And they could see that other people had got graven images. They could see that others had got idols. They could see that others had got kings. And so they wanted to be like the others. They started to get enticed by the things around them. They started to get enticed by the other nations. And they started to slip away. They started to disobey God. They started to do what? They started to make graven images. They started to depart from the law. Amen. And as they departed from the Lord was not happy with them. So the Lord had to tighten things a little bit. And if this cannot be the picture of today of some of us young people, and many young people around this message, how we started our journey, how we started off very well when we got saved, even those who were maybe born in a believing family, there was a time that we had an encounter. There was a time that the deliverer was sent unto us. There was a time that we had a Moses come away. And Moses to pull us out of Egypt. And a Moses that was leading us. And Moses to lead us through the baptism. And Moses that was leading us through the way. Where is he taking us to? And we know how after baptism, we started to rejoice. We could be in this church. And we sung the song one of them. And we're praising the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And we know how along the journey, we started to eat manna. We started to feed on the word that was coming. We were feeding. We were drawing everything we could gain from it. We started to drink from the rock. We started to praise the Lord. Amen. All this that we were going through, it was leading us to something. It was leading us towards a seal. It was leading us to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That was the goal. All this that Israel went through, it was leading them to what? To the promised land. Amen. And it was leading them not just to stay in the promised land, but to eat the fruits of the land. Amen. And to defeat every enemy that will come your way. Amen. That was the purpose. That was the aim. And so were you. And so was I. We were being led to destroy the enemy, to eat the fruits, and to bear the fruits. Amen. That was what we were called to. That was how our journey was supposed to be. But then the enemy he knew that if only you can get sealed, he's done. He knew that if you can get the baptism of the Holy Ghost, there's no way for him. So what did he do? He started to distract the attention. He started to distract the attention of some young people. They started to look at things they were not supposed to be looking at. He started to bring some influences in their life. He started to look down. He started to say, look at these people. I know that brother. I know what he used to be. But now look at where he is. He's joined this bunch of people. And they're just praising the Lord. And he said, I need to get him out of that church. He said, I need to do something. He started to have a meeting down in hell, wondering, what can I do? So he said, what can I do? Let me go back to where I started from. Let me go back to that tree of good and of malice and of evil. And let me see where I can knock him out. And when he got to that tree, he started, look, what can I do? And you, rejoicing, praising the Lord. Amen. Now you started your journey. You're being pushed, you're being pressed on towards what? Towards the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And then he started creeping. He started creeping with social media. He started creeping with some boys. He started creeping with some girls. He started creeping with things that you're not supposed to be dealing with. He started to draw your attention. He started pulling you out from the place where you're supposed to be. He started to take you away from your purpose, from your goal. Amen. And that's how we came in. To distract the people. To distract you. Amen. And when he started to distract you, what did he start to do? He started to strip you off. You were a full being. But he started to strip you off. He started to take off the skin. It has to remove the skin. He started to take off your flesh. He started to take off your sinew. He started to completely destroy you. He started to bring you to a place where you become a dry bone. That was his goal, to pull you out of the church, to completely destroy you. And that's the same thing that he done at the first church, Ephesus. That's the same thing that he done to that first tree that he started. And you were likened to a tree. And you were likened to a church. And that's how he started to destroy you. And he started sending those four death messengers. The first one, the palmer worm. He started to send him in your life. Why? He's trying to strip you off. He's seen that you're hitting the goal. He's seen that you're pressing on. But he doesn't want you to move forward. He wants you to bring you back down to where you used to be. And the palmer worm comes in. And he started to eat your joy. He started to eat the fruits that is on the tree. You started to lose your joy. The joy that you had when you got that baptism. The joy that you had when you started to walk that road, going towards the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
He started to eat the fruits. He started to eat the love. He started to eat the peace. He started to eat the faith. He's stripping you down. No long after that, he turns into a locust. And what does the locust do? Start to eat the leaves. Start to eat the leaves of that tree. Your divine fellowship. He started to cut it off. Where you before liked to come to church. Now you don't want to come to church anymore. You start dragging your feet. Your mom has to pull you to church. Your dad has to pull you to church. He started eating that off. That seal is going away. What you had before is no more the same. Your fellowship is dropping down. Amen. The house of God is not what it used to be anymore. Amen. But not long after that, you watch that same devil. Because it's just one. And it's just changing what? It's just changing stages. And what is he doing? And the next stage he gets to is the conqueror. What does he do? He starts to eat your covering. He starts to eat your religion. He started to completely destroy you. He started to get you to a place where the Bible that you used to love, the message that you used to listen to, you don't listen to them anymore. You don't read the Bible the way you used to read the Bible before. He's stripping you off. He's killing you. He's trying to pull everything he can. He wants you to become that dry bone. And you get to a place where young people, when they used to come to church and they'd be holding their Bibles, when they used to come to church and they used to love the word, amen, they will not leave home without your Bible. They always walk in the house of the Lord with their Bible. But then when the enemy started to come in, when that palmer and locust, that conqueror, he started to eat up. Now you find young people, they start coming to church with a phone. The Bible is left home. They start to come to church with a phone. A phone is not a Bible. Amen. A phone is a phone. A Bible is a Bible. But young people today have reduced this Bible to a simple app on their phone because they want to touch. Because we're living in a touch age. So they want to touch everything. They want to touch the Bible. Then the Bible pops up. Friends, you got to read the Bible. You got to have the Bible in your hands. It's time for some young people to start going back to the old-fashioned way. Start walking. Amen. This Bible has got power. Amen. Amen. There is power in every verse. There is power in every line. There is power in every chapter. And when we come to church, the pastor does not stand here and say, open your phones. He said, open the Bible. Why? Because there is power in the Bible. There is power in the word. The conqueror is creeping in. But young people, we don't want the conqueror. We want the old-fashioned way. We want the word. Amen. And not long after that, what does he turn to? He turns to the caterpillar. Now, strip you off your skin, strip you off your flesh, strip you off the sinew. So in other words, you're left with a bone. You're destroyed. The caterpillar comes and what does he do? He sucks the life out of you. Sucks the life out of you. No wonder Ezekiel, when he looked at those bones, they were dry, he said. He said there were many, but they were dry. And the Lord asked him a question, Ezekiel. Son of man, can these bones live? But Ezekiel looked. He hesitated. When he looked at the bones, he said, how can these live? Oh, but tonight, oh, praise be to God. Some bones are going to believe in tonight. Amen. Some bones are going to believe in. Amen. Because we have a living God. Amen. We have a God. Amen. Oh, that when Lazarus was in the tomb all 4 days, he called him out. He was turning into a bone. His skin was being eaten up. His whole body was being eaten up. But when the Lord Jesus Christ, when he walked in, and I tell you tonight, he has walked in. Amen. And he's going to bring back life to that bone.
Amen.
Praise be to God. He leaves you as a dry bone. And as you become a dry bone, you have no use. So what does he do? He started burying you in a grave. He puts you in a grave, in the grave of your friends. He put you in a grave of social media. He put you in the graves of so many things that I can't even name. Of business. Put you in a grave of some boy. Put you in a grave of some girl. He sucked everything off you. And he drops you in the grave. And he thinks I'm done. I got him. It's finished. But no, we have one who always has the last word. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only one who can say, it is finished. And when he doesn't say, it is finished, it is not finished. Amen. Praise be to God. Amen. Amen. And perhaps, I don't know, this Easter meeting has come and gone. And we've been so blessed. And some of young people have drawn, has received. And in your heart is a desire. After maybe, I don't know, these four death messengers that had you up and you trying to revive yourself. And then this message has come. And you desire to be that word. You desire to be the word manifested. Amen. You desire to be a son of God. You desire to be a daughter of God. Amen. I want to tell you something tonight. That tonight, mercy has walked in here. That tonight, grace has walked in here. It's here to turn some lives. Tonight is your moment, young person. Tonight is your moment, young brother. Tonight is your moment, young sister. It's here to turn lives. It's here to pull out bones and make them live. It's here tonight, amen. Amen. Whatever you desire, you got to know one thing. Whatever you desire it because it is yours. Amen. You got to understand that your desire, it comes from your heart. Amen. And in your heart dwells your soul. Amen. And your soul is God. Amen. So if you've got a desire, that is not your desire. That is the desire of God to do something in your life. And you got to claim that desire tonight. Amen. Amen. And it's here to fulfill that desire. Amen. He's dwelling in that soul, putting that desire in you to cooperate with you, to work with you, to bring you to fulfill his purpose in your life. Amen. That is the power of your desire. And if you're desiring tonight to become the Word made flesh, that desire is here to fulfill it. Amen. If you're desiring tonight to have dominion over sin, that desire is yours and it's here to fulfill it. If you have a desire to be healed, that desire is here and it's here to fulfill it because it is his purpose in your life. If you desire a closer walk with him, it's here to fulfill it. Amen. Whatever you desire tonight, he's here to fulfill it. Listen to this quote from the word, from the message, to take on the whole armor of God. 1962, the prophet said, and as long as in you is thirsting for somewhere to touch, there is surely a fountain open somewhere that you can touch. Because it has to be. He said, something's created that in you. Amen. Now I repeat that. He says, something's created that in you. Amen. That desire that you have, you did not have it by your own self. But something has created that desire in you. Amen. 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 And he continued to say, and if, now listen close to this. He said, and if there was no Bible to tell you so, amen, so it would be a reality. Amen. Why? Because that desire is in you. Amen. If there was no Bible to tell you that you can be saved, still you will have that desire to be saved. Amen. If there was no Bible to you to tell you that there is a baptism of the Holy Ghost, you will still be desiring for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That is the power of a desire. Amen. And he continues to say, because there is something in you that a creator has created. And before there can be a desire, there has to be something to fulfill that desire. Before you had a desire, the desire was already fulfilled. Before you had a desire. Amen. And tonight he's here to fulfill that desire. Amen. Amen. So when we go back to Israel, we can see now the Lord looks down upon Israel. And he's looking at the sin of Israel. He's looking at the iniquity. He's looking at the hypocrisy. He's looking at their put on. He's looking at their irreverence. He's looking at their insincerity. He's looking at their division. The Lord is looking down at all this and saying, this can't be. I can't allow this to be. For my name's sake. So something has got to be done. And tonight I may look upon some young people and see you straying away. Look upon some young people and see you getting involved in things you're not supposed to get involved in. You may be looking at some young people who are turning away from the word. Who are just pouring water upon the word. And it's looking and it's saying, this can't be. Something has got to be done. And it's saying tonight, something has got to be done. Amen. Why? Because you are a daughter of God. Amen. Why? Because you are a son of God. Amen. Why? Because you were chosen before the foundation of the world for a purpose. Amen. And it says, I can't let the devil take that. Amen. I have got the final say. I can't let him destroy my son. I can't let him destroy my daughter. But tonight, I'm going to walk in here and I'm going to do a miracle. Tonight, I'm going to walk in here and I'm going to change lives. Amen. Amen. So mercy walked in. Amen. I believe the mercy walked in this morning, this evening. Amen. So when the Lord saw that, he said, we have to do something. There's need of a conference. We need to have a conference. We need to have an important conference here. And it's here tonight to have a conference with each and every one of you. Amen. And the prophet said that a conference is called only in the case of emergency. And you can see that tonight, there is a case of emergency. There is a case of emergency in some lives. There are some dry bone emergencies in some lives. There are some dry bone problems in some lives. And tonight is coming, and it said, we need to call a conference. We need to call a conference. And it said, Ezekiel, I need you to come up a little bit higher. And you've been here for too long, I need you to come up higher. Because we need to have a conference. So we lift up Ezekiel. Bible says Ezekiel was carried up in the spirit. But though Ezekiel was here on that, he was here, he was just, you know, sitting there. And he was carried up in the spirit. And tonight he's here to have a conference. To bring you up higher. Amen. Before he can fulfill that desire, he needs a conference. He needs you to get up from where you are. Though you're seated, but he wants your soul to come up. He wants you to come up higher. He wants you to come up here. Because he got something to say to you. Amen. Amen. So he said to Ezekiel, Ezekiel, come up higher. Ezekiel, I've got a question for you. Ezekiel, you see these bones? Surely Ezekiel said, yes, I see. I want to ask you a question, Ezekiel. Ezekiel, son of man, can these bones live? Ezekiel looked. Said, my Lord, oh Lord, thou knowest. Oh my. And tonight he wanna ask you a question. He wanna ask you, sister, a question. He wanna ask you, brother, a question. Son of God, daughter of God, can these bones live? I don't know you, but tonight I say yes, these bones can live. These bones can live. Why? Because my God is still live. My God of miracles is still live. My God of deliverance is still live. And these bones tonight, they are gonna live. Amen. I say yes. These bones can live. Amen. And the Lord tonight is here. He's here to pull you out of that grave. That grave in which the devil has put you in. Thinking that he's finished his work. that grave of bondage, that grave of fear, that grave of depression, that grave of sin, that grave of lust, that grave of pornography, whatever it be, United is here to pull you out of that grave. Amen. Because he is the resurrection and the life, and is here to resurrect some living souls. He's here to put some life in your people, or to be quickened, or to continue his work, to fulfill his purpose. Amen. He's here to bring you out of that grave. You weren't born to be in that grave. That is not your place. That is not your place. Any grave or problem, you aren't born for that. That is not your place. Any grave of difficulty, you aren't born for that. That is not your place. Any grave of sickness, you weren't born for that. That is not your place. And it's here tonight. It's here, I'm going to bring you out of that grave. Praise be to God. And the prophet said, without money and without price. The prophet said, usually, when they pull you out of a ditch, you are all scratched up. You have to go to the hospital. And before they start working on you, before one turn is done, they ask, who is going to pay the bill? If you're going to sew up the wounds, if you're going to pour in the oil and give shots for to inoculate you from the blood poison, what kind of an insurance have you got? But I'll tell you, friends, tonight, we haven't got an insurance, but we have a blessed assurance that Jesus is ours. Amen. We have a blessed assurance. Amen. What a glory divine. We are heir of salvation. We are part of him. Amen. We are purchased by his blood. He will pay the bill. He will pay the bill. Amen. Because we have an assurance. Amen. Oh, a blessed assurance. We are washed in his blood. One thing you got to understand, that before any dry bone came in your life, before you became a dry bone, you got to understand one thing. That before that happened in your life, some 2,000 years ago, or to be more precise, maybe some 2,080 years ago, or maybe some 2 billion years ago, I don't know how long that might have been, but I know that some years back, some many, many, many years back, you were not a dry bone. Some many, many years back, you were a fool and a complete being. Some many, many years back, some of your people were preaching the gospel. Some many, many years back, some of your people were leading songs in church. Some many, many years back, some of your people were saving souls. Amen. That was who you were. And tonight the Lord has come down and is saying to you, come up here. I want you to come up. I want you to blend in with your theophany. I want you to blend in with what you used to be, what you were some 2 billion years ago. I want you to blend in with it. But I need you to come up here. I need you to come up here tonight. Amen. I need you to be lifted up tonight. Amen. So that you can fulfill that purpose. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. But after you pull you out of the grave, that's not enough. After he pull you out of the grave, he started to bring you in his presence. He started to bring you in the presence of the Lord. You've dwelt on the outer court for long. You've been eating a manna that it lasts for only one day. But he's saying, I want you to come in. I want you to come up higher. I want you to move from the outer courts. I want you to pass the brazen altar. I want you to go through the holy place. I want you to come to a place where the light is always shining. I want you to come to a place where the manna never runs out. That is where I want you. I want to bring you in my presence. Amen. The prophet said, the unconditional confidence that God made with his people. You say, some say, well, I'm just not worthy. I guess maybe I've done this. Get that out of your mind. Sure, you are not, and you'll never be. But Jesus is. And he is the one who gave it to you. He is the one who paid the price. Whosoever will, let him come and drink freely from the fountain of the water of life. Tonight, it's not about who you are. It's not about what you've done. It's not so much about what happened last year. It's not so much about what happened yesterday. It's not so much about what happened some few hours ago. It's so much about now. It's so much about this moment. Amen. He said, you get that out of your mind. You're not worthy anyway. But it's about this moment where he's calling you to come up higher because he wants to minister something to you. Because he wants to fulfill his purpose in your life. Amen. Amen. It's not so much about that. But it's so much about him taking you in. It's so much about him leading you all the way that you will not go back. Amen. Bringing you where? Into the holiest of holies. Amen. That you will make that one decision. Amen. That you're going to stay there and never to depart. Amen. And I wonder how many tonight would like to go there. How many tonight would really like to come up higher? Amen. To really enter in. Amen. Because when he's bring you up and he's let you in and he's brought you in your presence, in his presence, the next thing he has to do, because he, what he's doing here, I don't know if you've caught the picture, but you were stripped off. You were completely stripped off, right? But now he's bringing you back. He pulled you out of the grave. Now he's bringing you in his presence. Now it's kind of the type of what Ezekiel saw. Now he's putting some sinew on you. He's putting some skin on you. And now, after that, he has to cover you. Amen. He has to cover you. He has to bring back that religion. He has to take you back to that experience that you used to have, to that desire that you used to have. He has to take you back to coming to church with your Bible. He has to take you back to get him back in the Word, to get him back in the message again. He has to put that covering back on you, bring you back to that old time religion, because you must be converted. You must be fully converted. Amen. Amen. And the prophet said, having a conference, 1960, he said, men all down through the age have stumbled at that so simple. Just accept the blood. Many young people have stumbled at that to just accept the blood. They think they have to do something. But all has been paid. He's saying you accept the blood. What he's looking for you to do is to lay prostrate at the cross. And he's going to pull out the blood that is in you. And he's going to transfuse you with his blood. But all you have to do is to accept the blood. The you to be surrendered. Come prostrate at his feet. And he will infuse you with that blood. That's all what he's asking. Many young people stumble at that. Just accepting the blood of what he has done. And he'll take care of you. He'll bring you higher. But you got to accept the blood. And he said, you can't cover yourself. Take God's covering. Amen. He said, you can't learn how to do it. There's no learning about it. God does it himself. It's supernatural. It's true life. God does the covering. Amen. You can't do it. Amen. And if you go further down, he says, you've got to die to yourself. your own thoughts. Now you gotta die to yourself. You gotta die to your own thoughts. He said you gotta give up and let the Holy Spirit cover you with his presence and his power. That's God's decision. Amen. That's where the conference was set. And tonight we have a conference. Amen. And it's saying to you, there is something that you've got to do. What do you have to do? You've got to die to yourself. You've got to die to your own thinking, of your own way of doing things. Because that's what the children of Israel did. They thought we're going to do it this way. Because we're tired of this God that we can't see. So what we're going to do is we're going to make some graven image. We're going to make some idol. And we're going to worship that. But he wants you to give that up. He wants you to give up that idol that you're worshiping. He wanted to give up that friend. He wanted to give up that relationship. He wanted to give up any time that is holding you. Amen. And he does the covering. In John 6:44, he said, "The no man can come to me except the Father who sent me draws him first." And he said that I will raise him up in the last days. Amen. And I tell you, friends, we are in the last days. And if we are in the last days, some dry bones are going to rise up. Because he said that he will raise you up. And he's called a conference to bring you out. He's called a conference to draw you tonight. Amen. To draw you. And to raise you up out of that grave. Amen. Because this is the last days. Amen. He wants you to give up. Amen. Not going to be long tonight. He wants you to give up. Because he wants you to bring you to that place. Now after Ezekiel, a scene, the restoration of these bones. After he's seen how these bones came together. After he's seen how the sinew was sewed upon these bones. And let's read it actually in Ezekiel 37 verse 8. And he said, "And when I beheld, lo, the sinew and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them." After he has brought you out, after he has brought you in, after he has covered you, he looked at the whole thing. There was something lacking. Though everything was in place, these bodies looked like a human body. They looked perfect. They were in place. But something was lacking. Something was lacking. Amen. Perhaps tonight, you fed on the word. You've come up higher. But something is lacking. Till tonight, amen. The mechanics have gotten into place. The sinew has come on. Everything has gotten into place. Amen. But it's still left for something. Something has got to happen. When the apostles, after all things, after they have seen the Lord Jesus Christ resurrect again, they've seen him come in. They've sat with him. They sat with him, but yet something was still lacking. They needed to be filled. There was need of a breath. There was need of life. Amen. And till tonight, amen, we have got the mechanics set. We've got everything in place, but there is need of a breath. Amen. There is need of God to breathe upon his people. There is need of God. I just joined his bones. There is need for him to breathe upon his people tonight. Amen. I don't know you, but tonight I have got my mechanics set. Oh, tonight I am waiting for that dynamic to kick in tonight. How many have got your mechanics set tonight? If you've got your mechanics set, right on your feet. Because tonight the Lord is going to take you all of the way. Rise on your feet if you've got a mechanics set. Rise on your feet tonight. He's going to take you all the way. Because the dynamic is a moving tonight. That dynamic is moving through the aisle. That dynamic is moving across every church. That bread of life is looking for an empty vessel that he can fill. It's looking for a vessel that he can pour himself in. And he's saying, where is going to be that vessel? Where is going to be that vessel? He's asking a question tonight. Can these bones live? He's asking, can these bones live? May the musicians come up. He's asking, can these bones live? These bones that have been consumed, that have been dried up. He's just asking a question, can they live? Can they come back to life? I believe they can. Tonight these bones are gonna live. I don't know what dried up condition you have, but tonight there's gonna be life in it. All what you have to do, you give up. You forsake your own thoughts and let the Lord come in tonight. Amen. How many believe that tonight? How many want to be filled with our prayer tonight? You want to become a living soul, because those bones, they had a purpose. Those bones were meant to be a mighty army. And you are meant to be a mighty army. You are meant to serve the Lord. You are meant to be his son. You are meant to be his daughter. And tonight is saying to you, come up here. Blend in with your theophany. Come and blend in with your purpose. Come and be the son that I've called you to be. Come and be that daughter that I've called you to be. It's calling you tonight. Oh, dear Lord Jesus, we pray to Father, Lord God, that Lord, you send your bread upon us, oh God. Lord, you breathe upon us, oh God, and fill your people, Lord God. Lord, the mechanics are God in place, oh God. And you know the hearts of your sons and daughters, oh God. Father, brood over us, oh God, Lord. And fill us, oh Lord God. Lord, fill us with your bread, oh Lord, we ask this day. And whatsoever you desire tonight, may you receive it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's sing this song. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, you believe it tonight. Whatever the
I believe,
the dynamic is moving here tonight. Oh, to pour in whatever dry bone has got it for you. If you believe it, as you prepare yourself to enter into prayer, let's invite Brother Maxwell to come. As you prepare to enter into prayer tonight, believe it with all you have. Dynamic is a mover. can live. He said, only you know. He said, son of man, prophesy. Son of man, prophesy. And so tonight, if you believe in yourself that you are a daughter of God, you are a son of God, then you are going to prophesy. You are going to prophesy. And then that wind of life want to flow over, that to sweep over everyone in the name of Jesus Christ, because he's here the same yesterday, today, and forever. My brother, my sister, what is in your life that has become dry bones? It can live today. And so you are going to prophesy that in the name of Jesus Christ, all these troubles, all this sin that easily besets me, all this sin that always brings me down, tonight God has made me a priest. He had made me a king over his spiritual kingdom. And he said, I have dominion over every works of Satan. And so tonight, my brother, prophesy. Tonight, my sister, prophesy. I just surrender to him and say, Lord, oh, I believe. Yes, I believe. Let us all pray. Let us all pray, my brother, my sister. Pray. Pray whatever you have it. Prophesy tonight. And bring every works of Satan under control. Praise the Lord. Because every dead bone, anything that is not functioning, or in your life, whether in your home, whatever be it, if it is sickness, whatever be it, he said, tonight, son of man, oh, daughter of God, prophesy. Prophesy. That is God giving you the authority, not the power, but authority, because you have dominion. You have dominion. He has made you what? Kings over what? The spiritual kingdom. Oh, glory be to God. Tonight, Lord Jesus, we so much thank you, the Lord. Every dry bone, oh, you have already put sinew upon it. Oh, you have already put flesh upon it. You have already put covered it with skin. And now we are prophesying for the wind, or for the breath of life to come upon them and make them live again. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. My brother, prophesy. My sister, tonight. Oh, as the preacher said, if you desire, whatever you desire, there is must be what? Something to what? To fulfill it. When the deep calleth, there must be a deep to answer. Oh, if you want more of God, oh, tonight there must be a more of God somewhere, oh, to fulfill your desire. Oh, that sickness, that stubborn thing that is in the house. Tonight, prophesy, my brother. That stubborn thing, prophesy. My sister, prophesy. Those things that always has been your downfall, the thing that always have been a hindrance, an obstacle in your life. Tonight, son of God, daughter of God, prophesy. Even your needs. Look at your needs. Whatever you need of God tonight, which the enemy has already always has set upon it. Tonight, you say, hey, Satan, get out. Satan, I say, get out. This is my possession. I'm not going to leave it on a silver platter for you. Tonight, I claim my possession in the name of Jesus Christ, because I have the authority. I prophesy tonight. Oh, glory be to his name. Oh, yes, my brother, my sister. What is it? We have been lifted up higher. Oh, I believe it. I believe tonight we have been lifted higher in the spirit of the Lord. You are not of this world. You don't belong to here. Prophesy, my brother. Oh, prophesy, my sister. You have the authorities in your hands now. All that you need. Is it for documents that the enemy has sat upon it? In the name of Jesus Christ, claim your possession. Is it for work?
claim your possession. Or is it for a house? Claim your possession. Is it sickness? Claim your possession. Whatever the enemy has taken from you. Tonight, my brother, prophesy. Prophesy. Because there is a deep, the deep that is in you, there is a deep that is going to answer. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for tonight. The breath of life. The prophet calls it, the message that we have is the message of life. Oh, yes, as the scripture says, look, be careful of nothing. My brother, don't fear anything. My sister, don't fear anything. Don't allow any doubts to come in. Just hold on to your faith. He said, be careful of nothing, but in everything. He said, everything, the Bible, that's what he's saying, that in everything, by prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Tonight, make your requests be known unto him. Oh, yes, sir. Make your requests made known to him. He's here tonight. He's in the midst of his people. He has lifted us higher. Come up higher. That's where we are tonight. We are above all every circumstances. We are above all of them. Don't look at the circumstances that they are too big, my brother, my sister. Nothing is so big before the Lord, and nothing is impossible in his name. Prophesy. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you that we are living under where the blood covers the people. Thank you, the Lord Jesus, we find ourselves, Lord, in that atmosphere where the blood covers the people. That's where we are. That's where we find ourselves tonight. And when the blood covers the people, when they are sealed, oh, how come? Satan, your works, your bluffs tonight is finished. It's finished. We have been given authority according to the word of God that we prophesy tonight. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for your breath of life. That has to bring everything back to life again. Your breath of life, Lord. We thank you, the Lord Jesus, tonight we are prophesying, oh, for that breath of life to be upon all the sin, upon the flesh, the man that is still there without life. Oh, glory be to God. Dry bones. The Bible said they were very dry. See, look at it. They were very dry. But look at the word of God. He prophesied. And all these scattered bones, the neck found the head, the hands found the shoulders, everything came together again. When the Son of Man had prophesied, the bones, the scattered bones, they all came together. My. And so prophesy again. And the sinew came upon the bones. Oh, wonderful. So prophesy again, and flesh came upon it. Son of man, prophesy again, and the skin covered them. Oh, yes. But my brother, they were still there, no life in them. There was still no life. Maybe you are covered everything by your skin, everything, but there is no life. Tonight, my brother, my sister, prophesy for the breath of life now. And when he had prophesied, the breath of life came upon. You remember that day, even when God made Adam, when he had made Adam was lying there. There was no life in him. And he took the breath of life, oh God, from the Lord God himself upon Adam lying there. And he became a living soul. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, remember that day if you are looking for the Holy Ghost. Remember that day when Jesus died. And the disciples, they were so afraid. They locked themselves up. They locked themselves up in a room. And Jesus stood in their midst. As he's standing in our midst tonight. Jesus stood in their midst. Oh, praise the Lord. And he said, peace be unto you. And after he has encouraged them, the Bible says he breathed upon them. And he said, receive the Holy Ghost. He breathed upon the disciples. And he said, receive the Holy Ghost. My brother, my sister, my children here, anyone desiring the Holy Ghost, say, Lord, breathe upon me. Children, pray and say, Lord Jesus, breathe upon me. Breathe upon me, Jesus. I want to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Church, we are going to pray again. Now we have put all our requests before the Lord. And we have prophesied all those things that have been holding against us. The things that show always appear to be what? So difficult, it's so impossible. But tonight, look how God has given us that privilege to prophesy and bring to life all those dried bones. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, last Wednesday, the officers of the church, we were here, and the pastor led us into prayer. And I want the church, let's all look onto the items we prayed over, and let us pray over them once again as a church, as the body of Christ. Praise the Lord. When we met, we prayed for the youth. We prayed for the youth meeting that is coming. My brother, my sister, tonight, let's remember that in prayer. And then we prayed for the preachers that will be coming. Praise God. That the Lord will speak through them. The Lord knows the things that easily besets our youth. The things that normally brings them down. That the Lord will use his ministers to minister something that will bring an impact upon our youth. Oh, youth, as many that are here, as many that are home, probably listening, the Lord loves you. There is nothing out there in the world. There is nothing out there. There is no life there. You can never get life out there. Why do you go and find life amongst the dead? Just like Salome, Mary, and the other sister. Mary, they went to what? They went to the tomb, a dead place, seeking Jesus Christ. What did the angel say? He said, why are you seeking the living among the dead? Why must you go to the world? There is no life there. My brother, my sister, youth, children, out there is death. Stay where the blood covers the people of God. My children, youth, don't stay to seek life amongst the dead. There is no life there. All that you can get there is drugs, cigarettes, and all what? Eventually it's death. Youth, children. Say, tonight, Lord Jesus, breathe upon me. Breathe your breath of Holy Spirit upon me tonight. And the preachers, we prayed also about the preachers, that the Lord will use them mightily. Then we prayed over family meeting that will be coming also. As a saying goes, charity begins at home. That the Lord in our homes. Oh yes, Lord Jesus. We need that pillar of fire. Our family altars. If they had broken, my brother, set it up again. Bring the family together. Oh Lord Jesus. We commit our family, home altars, Lord, unto your hands. The Lord, it will continue to be on fire because charity begins at home. Bless every home, Lord Jesus. That's our prayer. That's our request tonight, Lord Jesus. We prophesy tonight against every powers of the enemy. Could you, my believer, that there would be a call from as far place as Nepal? My brother, my sister, let's take notice of this. A country that is predominantly, the country is a Buddhist country. But do you see? This word of life has reached there. And they have thrown invitation to our pastor to come over to Nepal. If you know where Nepal is, it's 17 hours flight. You have to from here to Dubai, from Dubai before you call, you go to Kalamazoo or whatever you call it, the capital. Calling! Who could imagine this? My brother, my sister. It shows that the word of God must be fulfilled. That he said this gospel of the kingdom must be preached in every nation to be a witness and before the Lord comes. My brother, you see it? A Buddhist country. God is calling his children. And they are coming in one by one, my brother, my sister. From tonight, you have the power, not power, you have the authority, my brother, my sister, to prophesy against anything that is not functioning. So let's just remember that also in prayer. Pastor is looking for as many that can even go with him. Yes. Praise God. Let's commit that into prayer. Far away, Nepal, where Mount Everest is. This message of life has reached there. And look at the condition they are in. They are not supposed even to witness openly. It is against the law. But yet, we have freedom here. Brethren, let's watch these things. We have freedom here. And much will be desired from us on that day. Look at the situation of the other people under this kind of situation. And yet they are calling, come, come and bring us more because we want to get more of God. And the prophet said, if you want more of God, you got to put more of God in the inside. You got to put more of God on the inside. Then you can see God every day in your life. You can see God in everything around you. Brother, tonight, the Holy Spirit has spoken, has given us authority. Amen. To prophesy. And every dead condition has to come back to life. How many believe it? You want to hear a big amen?
Amen.
A big amen.
Amen.
A big amen. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, that even every utterance tonight, it has not come from us, but by your authority, Lord, we have established. It is established. It can never return to us void. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We give all the glory to you. As the musicians get ready, now what happened? Oh, when all the wind of life had blown upon all those dead bodies that were there, and they came back to life, and the Bible says they became a great army, and they started marching on. And so let us all stand and sing that song. Onward, Christian soldiers, we are marching on to victory. Oh, how many believe that? Oh, glory be to the Lord. God richly bless you. God bless you, my brother, my sister. God bless you. Amen. Now let's sing and show that we are truly alive.
Let me have a home.
voices in the triumph song. Glory, love, and honor unto Christ the King. His men and angels sing. On the earth, Christian soldiers marching as to war.
How many love him?
Amen.
Tonight, oh my brother, the authority is still there in your hands. Amen. Carry it from here, wherever you go. That authority is in your hands tonight. Prophesy. Amen. Daughter of God, son of God, prophesy. And it will come to pass, because all things are possible to them that believe.
Amen.
Amen. It's very good that as Brother Eli was praying, he talked about Pastor, I think, and some brethren there in Carlo tonight. And I think that is the right thing to do. And a good shepherd, amen, will leave what? 100 that are safe, praise God, and go and look for the one that is lost. Amen. How many believe that?
Amen.
And so we know that definitely that one lost sheep, while the good shepherd has gone there, will surely bring him in. Amen. How many believe that? Let's keep that also still in prayer whilst we go back to our closets. Amen. How many have enjoyed his presence tonight?
Amen.
Oh Lord, we thank you. We give glory to you. God richly bless our precious brother, Maxwell Jr. The Lord has used him tremendously tonight. And that brought this word unto us. We thank the Lord. God bless him and restore him.
Amen.
And then use him more and more.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, praise God. But there are many preachers amongst us.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Amen. Many preachers are coming up. Yes, sir. Daniel, Willie, James. For them, I know definitely they are going to be preachers one day. And Savior also is seated here quiet. Quiet people, eh? When they begin to preach, you, my, you run away. Praise the Lord. All our children here, they are going to be what? Fire! Fire! Amen. How many believe that? Oh, glory be to God. When I see even little Nathaniel standing here with the, let me commend Babrigan Angels. Oh, God richly bless you. Amen. I know there are going to be many sleepovers now in Babrigan. All the children are going to make sleepovers in Babrigan because they want to join what? Babrigan Angels. Oh, God richly bless you. See how God also is using the sisters to be real true vessels to glorify, because he has made us what? He said everyone has been made what? A priest.
Amen.
And we have been made priests to do what? To sing, to worship with what? A sanctified lips. Praise God. So God richly bless everyone. Let's bow our heads over a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, oh, tonight we thank you for your presence in our midst, Lord. Father, we thank you for the authority you have given to us. Tonight, Lord, we will hold it fast, God, and use it every day in our lives, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you, God, for your word of inspiration that has led us, God, to bring our utterances, Lord, before you, God. And we know that, Lord, it never came from us, but the Holy Spirit that overshadows us tonight, Lord, that has spoken through us. And we know when the Holy Spirit speaks, Lord, nothing can change it. And so, Lord, we know very well, Lord Jesus, all the requests that your children, oh Lord, have prophesied tonight, oh Lord Jesus, will never return to them void. It will go and accomplish and establish, Lord, and they will come back or to give you testimonies to glorify your name, because it's you that have done it, oh God. Oh, Father, we thank you, even as we have remembered our pastor, Lord, we know that one lost sheep over there, oh, will come into the fold, Lord. And so, Father, we commit, oh Lord Jesus, all the undertakings in Carlo also into your hands, and we believe that, Lord Jesus, oh, the return will be to thy glory, Lord. Father, what can we say again? We all just say, Lord, we thank you tonight. We bless you, bless our precious brother, Max Jr., oh, that you came, use him mightily, oh God, tonight. We thank you for the musicians, Lord. Bless our brother, Vlad, and the musicians, all everything that, Lord, contributed for tonight, Lord. Father, we ask your grace and your blessings, Lord, upon everything, Lord. We thank you, even, Lord, as you brought us in. Oh, safe journeys that you gave to us, Lord. Father, once again, we want to commit our going back, Lord, into your hands. Oh, you always are the one that preserve our going out and our coming in, Lord. So, Lord Jesus, even as we go, Lord, oh, we go with your name as our banner. Yes, Lord. Amen. Father, bless your children. Amen. Tonight was for the children, but we, the adults, we have benefited also. Amen. Lord, bless the children, oh God. Lift them up in your presence, Lord, and let them be true vessels in the house of you, God, Lord. Father, once again, we say thank you, we bless you. Anything that we fail to mention, Lord, you know already. Amen. Bless everything, Lord Jesus. We thank you. Give all the glory to you. Just say, Lord, I receive.
I receive.
I've received.
I have received.
I have received. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to your name. Amen. Yes, sir. Oh, hallelujah. Song leader, give us one song as we just leave. Amen. God richly bless you for coming.